As new calves arrive, so does the likelihood of infectious disease. Scours is one of the most common afflictions of newborn beef calves on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
Scours is a term for diarrhea in calves under a month old. The condition can strike as early as the first 24 hours after they're born and is life-threatening if not treated. It's caused by bacteria and viruses. Greg Hanselchek is a bovine veterinarian at Kansas State University. He says it's dehydration that will eventually kill the calf if it's not treated. There's a simple test that producers can use to determine the level of hydration.
You pull the skin away from the side of the neck and make a tent out of it, and then you just let it go, and then you count how many seconds it becomes flat again. If it's less than 2 seconds to become flat, then you can basically say this calf's not dehydrated and I don't need to be concerned about providing fluids for this calf at this time.
Now, if you do the test and it takes more than 2 or 3 seconds for the skin to lie flat, you'll immediately need to start the calf on an electrolyte solution. Give it up to 2 quarts at a time, 2 or 3 times per day, until the symptoms are gone. Antibodies from colostrum in the mother's milk is the best defense against scours. Hanselchek says for full protection, the calf needs to nurse within 2 to 6 hours of birth.
That calf is born with no immunity, and so it depends on the antibodies in the colostrum to be protected. But we also know if they consume that colostrum after about 6 hours of life, they don't absorb any of the antibodies.
Hanselchek says calves should be born in a clean area away from other animal feces. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about protecting your calves from scours at agriculture.com.